The Bill of Rights is a cornerstone of U.S. democracy. The right to bear arms, free speech, free expression, freedom of religion, all cherished practices. But commentator Rose Nolan isn't so sure. She says that these rights in the hands of her neighbors are enough to cause second thoughts.
When it comes to the Bill of Rights, the Flower Lady says it's obvious that Thomas Jefferson and company never lived in her neighborhood. If they had, she insists, the Constitution wouldn't have given the guy on the corner the right to bear a toothpick, much less a firearm. This guy is apparently one of those law-abiding citizens we've been hearing about. You know, one of those people who should have the right to carry a gun in case he gets attacked. Well, last week he got attacked. The villain was a paperback mystery novel that he picked out of somebody's trash barrel. He read it through, and when the crook didn't get his just desserts in the end, well, this guy pulls out his pistol and shoots a hole in the book. Anyhow, it turns out that the shooter's brother-in-law, whose day job is cleaning septic tanks, moonlights as a constitutional scholar. In other words, according to the Flower Lady, the brother-in-law interprets the Bill of Rights for the entire neighborhood. He believes it's the job of every American to keep the government off the people's backs. So the Flower Lady says, in her neighborhood, freedom of expression is all over the place. Rap music in four different languages blares from rolled-down car windows night and day. The dogs don't just roam the street in packs. Each group has its own designated turf. The pit bulls police the alleys, and the Rottweilers guard the sidewalks. The cab driver doesn't believe in private ownership of property, so he overhauls his taxi in anyone's driveway. Freedom of religion is at its zenith. Car worshippers and fundamentalist truck drivers race down the streets to see who can spray the most toxic fumes out of their exhaust pipes. Devoted rollerbladers make dedicated searches for broken sidewalks just so they can spit concrete in the paths of little old ladies. Born-again recreational vehicle owners scan the curbsides to find unbroken shoulders to crush. The Flower Lady says the right to a speedy and public trial couldn't be safer than in the hands of her neighbors. She recalls one Sunday morning at church, the deacon wrongfully accused the pastor of playing house with the deacon's wife. Well, that pastor was tried, convicted, and thrown out of the pulpit faster than the congregation could say amen. As a result, the Flower Lady and most of her neighbors are trying to find a way to get the government back on their backs. In fact, if they want to move the White House, the Capitol, and the Supreme Court into her backyard, she says she's willing to make room for them. As far as she's concerned at the moment, she'll settle for the right to get to the store and back without getting dog bit, run over, have her eardrums burst, or being gunned down by a law-abiding citizen.
The comments of Rose Nolan, a syndicated columnist for the Columbia, Missourian, and the Sedalia Democrat. She lives in central Missouri.